Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Yes, we're back.
And we are back, and Johnny is on leave for at least tonight, because it is the fellow's birthday,
and we want to wish him a very happy birthday, don't we?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we do. Of course we do. He turns 28 today. Now, it was just recently the boss's birthday, and you know what that means. Bruce Springsteen. No, not AMC Radio. Bruce Springsteen. It was recently the boss.
You mean AMC Press and Co. Live.
Well, yes, AMC Press and Co. Lives, not AMC Press and Co. Lives birthday, the boss's birthday, Bruce Springsteen,
right.
Who is recently his birthday, and so I bet you all are wondering what stuff we have tonight for sponsorship. We are sponsored tonight by Toast, and you get 20% off of select
bedding.
Down bedding. And shop
which
now.
Which is perfect for this, for fall. Always good.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, you receive 30% off at LauraAshley.com. I use the pillows. Why wouldn't we not use the pillows? Because we have the 30% off. It's our obligation to give you these things, and your obligation, well, sort of your obligation to purchase them. Have fun!
Yeah.
Now, for tonight's episode, Allison, take it away with the first story.
How about you, Red Hood?
Okay, fine. Well, you know how last night the woman who didn't want to run from the heat, ran into the heat, and we said it was Oven is the New Black. Well, we kind of sort of rethought that. If it were a movie, it would be quite funny. The title would remain Oven is the New Black, presented by Hitler Youth, starring the slave trade and also everyone who's ever been a slave. Right?
Right.
Right. But then you would have the black Jewish child, which would be representative of Beulah. You know?
Right.
Oh, yes, Miss. Yes, Miss. I mean, come on, Miss. But yet, it is funnier when you think about it, when the only item in the place in the house that you can get your jollies off It's in an oven.
Right.
You know, the
right.
oven of, oh shit, it's warm in here. It's not
yeah.
only warm in here, it's more like, and oh wait, I think we have a caller. I think we have a caller.
Okay.
We have a caller. And, yes, no, do we have a caller?
No.
And there he is. Hello? Yeah, this is the Civil Rights, this is Civil Rights Agency. We want to complain about this article. Well, what did we do? Well, it's just too black. You need to go somewhere else with the article.
Okay.
And, you know, we also have a call in for jumpsuits. And the jumpsuits include from the Rikers Island Penitentiary. And it's over $12 each. And they also sponsor Oven Is the New Black. Anyway, yeah, I mean, what do you think on this album?
I look at it and just say, how interesting life is.
Well, what do you mean?
What do I mean?
What do you mean?
With how the woman didn't run from the heat. She wanted to become, I guess, I wonder if she wanted to become toasty and warm.
Well, let's just start with her name. Desma Cache Brown. Okay. This Georgian woman found sweating it out in an oven. Okay.
Yes.
Sweating it out in the oven, and the clothes were shipped to Brown's relatives' home. When the man's bank statement arrived, he called the police, and the man had said Brown hadn't even been home, and initially the Thomasville police officers were unable to locate her, due to the fact she was hiding out in a...
in an industrial oven.
Which means big oven. Means big.
You know, and the funniest thing, I think she didn't know that it was the oven that she was going into. You know?
But yet, she had only been hiding in the oven for about 5 minutes.
That's a funny thought.
Yeah. And
you know.
Like, and then we could also think about this as a way of, what was she trying to do? Become a charred someone's meal? Like.
No. If it was somebody's meal, it would have been
like
the funniest thing on record. You know,
like,
black souffle, but that's really going low. You know,
yeah.
If it was black souffle, then it would just be, you know, her. Yes. Does anybody want burnt chocolate mousse?
True.
With yellow, with orange jumpsuit. You know,
right.
Orange jumpsuit, jumpsuit of paraphernalia?
Yeah, I don't think
no.
so. No. No, not really.
No. No, I mean, stupid person went and went and literally.
I wonder if she thought it would be a fun thing to do instead of would make for some laughs or not.
I mean, laughs? I mean, how many convicts have stuffed themselves in an undo? If you usually don't catch me, I'm in the woods. Like that
right.
person in Pennsylvania.
Right.
You know, don't catch me, I'm in the woods, and I'm a Russian, and I think about the cold militaristic bowels of hell all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Non-stop, so I actually go crazy. You know, kind of thing.
Right.
But you don't see us, you don't see us going, you know?
Right.
Be careful with her. She might explode or implode. We don't know.
You know?
Right, right. I mean, like, it is.
And, you know, and then you have the NAACP, which might actually get on your ass, you know, and say, oh my God, this is wrong, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm going, nah, it's fine. I mean, it could be twice as funny with the fact that you know, had it been Ike Turner and this other person. We cool, bitch? We cool? Yeah.
I love you, friend of you, but are you like, it's fun.
Bitch, you don't know fun in closed spaces.
It's like, be careful in closed
spaces. You don't know fun in closed spaces? Yeah, I do. I know fun in closed spaces. I used to be Tina.
You ain't Tina Turner?
Yeah, I mean Tina Turner. I used to beat Tina every chance I got because of the fact that I put her in an oven.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
There are other things in this world. You know.
Right.
In terms of stuff. You know, how many people can we say actually get man blasted? You know, is Al Sharpton going to defend this person's right of being in a oven? Are we going to see political movements of, you know, oven protests? Like, Coles ovens. No more Coles ovens. No more. Like up Madison Avenue, like the climbing trains on Sunday. Is it going to be like that? Because if it is, well, maybe it should be. Shouldn't be. I mean, is it going to be, we don't want any more bad food? No.
Right.
It's not going to be that. You know, it's going to be something other than that. It's going to be, we love convicting criminals, and we're going to do a trial by jury, I mean trial by oven.
It's the point of saying, yes, you're doing what now?
you're just you know, into an Letitia. I mean, I could just imagine her grandmother. Grandmother saying, Letitia, get yourself out of that oven.
It's like, we don't go into those ovens.
We don't go into those ovens until black enough. They're for white folk. I mean, it could turn out anti-racial like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a brain? Yeah. Right. You have to move on to Bengate. Like the iPhone
Bengate is an awesome thing, isn't it? Can you take this one?
Or how about we both take it? We all.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone has seen the new iPhone, has seen what has gone on, has seen how they look. There's a difference when it comes to bend gate. iPhones are now bending, which means bending means, oh, no, no, not good. Not good at all. Means, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. With new iPhone users. Which means you're wanting to do, you're basically taking, you're going to have an issue. No matter how you look at it. It's like you're going to see, you're going to end up having an issue that is not going good, which will end up being very bad.
I mean, it's sort of like Gumby. You know,
Gumby put in a cell phone.
Well, Gumby stretched into a cell phone that isn't green.
Yeah.
You know, if Gumby were green, well, no, Gumby is green, sorry.
Gumby is green. It's 100%
green.
Yes,
which means he's indifferent or just a beginner. You know, if we searched out Gumby, right, Gumby and Pokey, right, Gumby, first off, it's a humanoid character, okay, a clay humanoid, right, who was also created by the person who did David and Goliath.
Right.
Yet, if we put this, right, he was always after the nemesis of the blockheads, right? So, if we
put
this in perspective in terms of cell phones, right,
right,
it is always taken from the point of view of the idiots, even in Rocky and Bullwinkle's terms, run away from the cell phone, Rocky. I got you! You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Every person who has run out and getting an iPhone, you guys are stupid motherfuckers, aren't you? You don't even know which way is up anymore. I mean, you just, it's like Pavlov's dog. You know?
Right.
How many other things, like, if you go, no, you know, it is kind of that way.
you know, yet
right.
I mean, if I took a Triscuit, all right, and bent it, okay, it is kind of...
It will.
It breaks,
it will
break. Right?
Right. It will break. Successfully break.
Yeah. But yeah, if you took it and you really want to, you really want to give in to it, you know, it is very funny because Apple is like Pavlov's dog. They come out with something,
mm-hmm.
then they give take back something. They just took back the iPod. God knows, I don't know what. They don't say, you know, what's really going on with the iPod? I don't know.
Like, we don't know. We don't know. It's like, you don't know. You don't know.
Not even you don't know. It's now going to be the... Okay, it's now going to be the iPhone Invisa. You know?
Right.
Where it's going to be... It's going to be the iPhone Invisa, which has a glass...
It will be the iPhone and it won't be the iPhone Invisa. It will be the Apple. It will be some form of an iPod. It will be the Swarovski crystal iPod. Something that is that extreme where it's multi-million versus.
Oh no! It'll be the North by Northwest Kanye West's iPhone to spank people with disabilities for not standing at his concerts.
Yeah, and that's not cool.
I mean, you know, it would be it like, yo, you should stand up at my concert because I'm married to Kanye.
And it's like and.
What's your point, Kanye? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, really? What the fuck are you going to do? Well, you can't stand up at my concert. God damn it! You know.
Right.
It's like, wait, yes. You're like, make way for me. I'm Hover. No, you're not Hover. If you were over, then you'd be over it, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, I'm over. No. You know, and all the Jews in Scarsdale go, over, when they don't mean over, they mean over. You know, come on, get with it. And to all the Jewish people in our audience, happy Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it is a new year, and yes, it's going to be a great one by everybody's standards. We've already started off in our really, really good, you know, run for the show. So, that is just breaking news. However, we go on to the other things, right, about the iPhone.
Yes.
Okay. It's bendiness, right? So the bendiness, that's a problem. But what's even more of a problem is the updates. You know, how...
Update, no. Update bad. And now it's a problem for people to, I'm sure there's people saying, I want to get rid of this. How could we? So now you have to wait for Apple to say, sure, how you do it. Is how we say get you back to where you
every
are.
Every 2 years. Every 2 years it should be. There should be a Bureau of National Cell Phone Users, right? And the president of this bureau, right, should be like, it should be, the president of this bureau says, wait a second, we don't need iPhones. But what do we need, boss? We need Samsung and Blackberries.
Yeah.
And the person turns around and says, yeah, no, those are dinosaurs. No, but they're coming back, ladies and gentlemen. They are coming back. They are trying to come back. And, I mean, if it were me, how do you do this? You know? If it were me,
mm-hmm.
I would be, it would be, oh, yes, yes, we have now gone to extreme with every cell phone on the market trying to rip down Apple. You know,
right.
There's a commercial for Samsung, I believe, that, I mean, I'm looking at it, and it's looking more sexy than the Apple. I'm sorry.
Well, we
it's
call
true.
A spade a spade. We call a spade a spade here. You can't just...
Of course you do. Of course you do. You know, and yet, calling it a spade is like calling it the same thing. It's not the same thing. I refuse to say it's not the same thing.
When ultimately, Apple has not really been meeting. I figured cell phones get smaller, not larger. That was the first mistake.
Well, yeah, and and the thing is that you have more of a thing because apples are sexy. But in order to enjoy the sexy, you have to invest $2,000. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And investing $2,000... You know, it's great if you're a professional. Do you want it
right.
just for a perk? Get something that you want. And don't be pressured by people who are...
Apple is great. We all admit. Yes,
Apple is great. We both, me and my significant other... We have apples. Everybody I know has an apple. You know what I mean? If you don't have an apple...
Yes.
Well,
but that's
if you don't have an apple, it's okay. You know, there are other alternatives. And probably other alternatives are good. Yet, apple's not for everyone.
Right. And that's something that you could say, yes, it isn't. It isn't for everyone. Yes, some people like it. Others say, and my thing is, when it comes to Apple, I stick with, and when it comes to my upgrade, probably because I have an alternate phone due to business, I would look into getting either get an older version like the 5C. So it's the best of both worlds.
that's just me.
Mm.
Versus having, because when businesses need a, because sometimes businesses, they do need other alternative lines. Especially they need a standard line and then a line that can be dealt with online, whatever. Especially if there's other parties trying to get involved for better ways of communicating, it works. You can't just say, oh, no, that doesn't work.
Well, you can say that. And people have
you can, yeah.
Can say that.
Yeah. But either way, they're still very good. Is comparing everything and looking at the newer iPhones and comparing them, they're the same. 5C is different. 5S, I would get another one if it came down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. And you still get everything you're wanting. So there's nothing really you can complain about. Okay, 5S, yes. The iPhone 6, yes, it's bigger. 6 Plus is bigger. It looks almost, it's a monstrosity. Can say, oh yeah, I'm going to have a huge phone. And then just say, yes, I'm going to then say, okay, I'm going to now see how it goes from here. And see how much data you're actually going to use off, too. Because they're going to take a chunk of data, which I feel for anyone who has those phones, it's like, oh yes, I'm going to have a phone that ultimately takes up enough data and causes your bill to go extremely high.
Mm-hmm. True.
Which is never good. And it doesn't really make things great either. So it's either you get one or the other. You figure out, okay, what's feasible? When there's so many phones out there, you could have the choice of the, have some very good choices of smartphones.
Very, very true.
You can't say, yeah, no. When we all say, okay, something, there has to be more, there has to be more. More of a aspect of saying, okay, you're getting a phone that's huge and you're trying to get it. Why? Versus then in the iPhone 5S actually dropped in price for a 2-year contract too.
True. Now, they also, you know, combined with the thing of this, right? We have
the we have a very interesting thing. The thing is to go to Dusseldorf and get someone at a restaurant.
Or not to go to Dusseldorf and get hot buns at a restaurant with a damaged iPhone to take all the dishes.
Yeah. Alison, do you want to set this up?
You could do this. You could take this next one.
Especially
okay. When it deals with buns and toys. And this is more adult toys. Not really something we think goes hand in hand.
Well, adult toys and burgers, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's come down to. Adult toys and burgers. And really, 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 the funny thing about it is that you have more losers than people saying what?
What?
Exactly. Exactly. You don't have to say it twice.
What?
You just said it again.
What?
Anyway, you. Pipe down. Right. So now, you know, in Denmark, it isn't chicken having a rousing controversy. It's now selling sex toys along with the hamburgers. Say, what? That's right. Sex toys along with the hamburgers. You said what? Of course you said what. Now, imagine with your meal, you have dildos, vibrators, whips, and other sexual products added to the menu. Any transvestite walking into this establishment would like, hi, I'd like a burger and two whips, please, just to the side. Wouldn't they?
Yeah, that would make things interesting.
You know, what could you imagine, Alison? You know, come on.
It's almost like a kid, like, this is no place to take your kids. It's like, kids, no. This isn't a McDonald's. This is a adult-friendly restaurant, which means adults are adults. Kids, not so much. Unless they want to get those things, but that's here nor there. Pens.
But yet, it is funny because if we ever have the, you know, it can be very funny in terms of anything that has to do with anything else. You know, it could be anything. You know, they could have Adam and Eve, and so Adam and Eve is Adam and Deutschland.
Right.
You know, could you imagine Adam and Eve walking in, hey, yeah, can I get a burger? Yeah, what would you like on it? Some pickles, 5 misogynistic whips, and my wife. Well, buddy, I mean, can we say?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I mean, you know, two witches transvestite would say,
oh my.
But yet, any person who couldn't handle the truth really should get nickelized.
You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, that's right. You can't fucking handle the truth. Because, well, you're not the one walking in and saying, oh my God, I swear, I want a burger. And I want it naked. And I want it with three versions, with pencils. And I want it with whips. Can they do it with whips? Please say they can do it with whips. Hell, I wonder if Jude Law can also be tapped on my burger. Can that happen, please? Thank you.
Why don't you think that would happen?
That would be called
cannibalism.
A kind of what?
Cannibalism?
Okay, right. I see what you're saying, but also in the fact that you kind of have it comes to the burger, he comes up to it, and all he sees is everything that isn't. You know, of
air.
When did you, you know, and yet,
sorry.
It could be funny if a cow walked in there, right? And he says, you're crucifying my people. And the person says, do you want a cattle problem with that? Or not, you know.
Right.
Kind of thing. But yet, most people want sex and food, you know. Sex to entice them. And, you know, you can have an orgasm while having your burger. Double orgasm if you really like the burger. Now, it could be very funny when how do you want it cooked? Well, I want it rare.
Mm-hmm.
I want my beef rare, and all of a sudden you have a beefcake walk up. I want my rare slap. You know.
Right.
Using sex to sell the burger. Now, it would be quite different if you had Victoria's Secret models selling the burgers. We're angels with dirty faces. Oh, yeah, kind of thing. Yet, Hot Buns, the name of the restaurant, is planned to hand out free cock rings to the first 10 male customers, and the first 10 women male customers will get vibrators. Now, when they first invented the vibrator, it actually was a crank that went into the women's body part.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the vibrator has come a long way. And yet, the Italian grandmother used the rolling pin. But the rolling pin could be used in so much more things, with also as a heating function to add the vibration in, right? And then you had
possibly,
you know, everything else
either, because people, you're going to come to bite you in the butt, couldn't it?
Come to what?
Couldn't it bite you in the butt? Assuming. As I've you mean?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know.
Maybe red.
you wouldn't want to say that to anyone. It's not like you tell someone who's Italian, oh, yes, how about those?
I want, I meant in every sense of the word. Anyway, the funny thing is that, you know, oh, and then it says, sex toys will only be available in the evening hours.
Makes sense.
Well, if you sold them during the day, what would you get? You would get you would get all the teenage boys and Dusseldorf going, can we play with that sex toy? Thank you. Oh, please.
Kind of thing.
Or you get people coming at the mouth.
Yes. Very true.
Sex toys. Yeah.
The restaurant,
right.
The restaurant page even exposes cleavage shots of employees to invite followers to guess which women it is. Ooh. Step up in marketing. Hot Buns opened in March, if you're a Danish politician, but admitted to having some beef with restaurants to use to sell burgers. And it's just, fast food normally makes you feel guilty, but this burger is about making people feel extra guilty and leaving a bad taste in their mouth. Yeah, bullshit. I mean, what do you think?
That is, it's a marketing tool. Kind of look at it from marketing. They're making money. They were obviously going there. You can't really deny they're not making money when ultimately you're seeing them get stuff and get things going.
Very, very true.
Marketing to the fullest.
I mean, it's marketing to the fullest, but yet.
Yeah, it is. If you think about it, wouldn't be having those things if they didn't know that they were going to make money. There is a point to that as well. As much as you may not like it, that kind of is the case, which is here nor there.
Good point. And what?
Or you could just make, or people will make a big stink out of it. When it's an interesting
Well, people make
too.
A big stink about anything.
I know this.
You know. People make a big stink about everything and then go, oh yeah, you know, if it were, you know, which it isn't, but it is kind of, you know,
it's like, yeah, they'll make a big stink, yeah, they'll say what they want to say, but in the end, who's making the money? Who has no say?
Good. Well, who has no say? The people.
Who is going in and purchasing? I can't really deny who's purchasing either.
True.
It's like, who's going to make a big stink when ultimately who's going in and spending all this money?
I don't know. I don't know. Who is?
People? Men? Getting
men
to come in the store.
Yeah. But if you have sex with burgers, then enjoy burgers. We enjoy burgers. I enjoy a good burger once in a while. But yeah, am I going to go up to my girlfriend and say, honey, I want to be spanked, but I also want the burger.
Yeah, not the best. Yeah. You get more from my... You get more than what you...
Maybe when we're living together, but that's another story. You know, I don't think in I don't know, what would you do if your significant other said that, Allison? What would you do?
I would tell him to choose. You could enjoy both. Fine. There's a
plan. Oh, please, stop being an angel about it. I could
suck on something.
Suck on what? What would the significant other suck on?
There's a lot of things we could say.
What would you ask us to suck on? Lollipops?
No, not lollipops. Not Tootsie Rolls.
Dildos?
If you want them so bad. There's a difference between saying, yeah, but then you can't have the real thing either, too.
Well, we do have one more article tonight, which is, how can you spend $50,000 to become a sexual?
You mean $50,000. You mean $50,000.
Yes.
I don't know, but that just makes it very, very, very bad when you think about it. That women go out of their way and spend that much money and say, well, I'm just going to make myself look like shit.
Well, do you think it's objectification or other things? What do you think it is?
There has to be something more. That is
like
saying,
what?
Okay, insecurities, number one, which makes sense. To say, okay, this is what's going on, and now there's something going on that's bigger than expected, which isn't good. And saying, okay, there's people out there who are willing to ultimately cause himself to look pretty bad, which is very hard. To just say, we're going to just do whatever thing. I'm sure if they ever had kids, their kids. So they're going to say, you look sick. And something has to give.
Hmm.
Very, very true.
Because that's the point of saying, wait, you're a mom and you look ill?
Exactly.
And look very bad? Your kids are not going to want to be around you. That's like saying, oh, yes, our kids love us because you're a...
Allison?
Yes?
We're almost out of time.
I know.
I just thought I'd warn you right down the two-minute mark.
I know, I know.
You know, kind of thing.
Yes. But
I kind of think yes. So
well,
where can they find us until tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you can find us on, we'll be here, at least two of us.
I will not be here, I will be out. So I will be out,
yes.
And I will be returning Monday.
Yeah, so,
yes.
And yes, lucky for you, Red Hood.
Yes.
You can find all of our sponsors and affiliates at amcpresspro.com/affiliates. And you can find all of our links at itsmyurl.com/amcpress, which means you can look there, find out what we're doing. And everything will be back.
And we will be back.
Or at least you will.
And I will be back. Johnny will be back on Monday. Allison will have off on Monday. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. And speaking of,
bye.
Have a great night, guys. Bye.